1976. Wasn't in Hastings either. He's near there ish. What else? Oh, yeah, state opening of Parliament is happening today. Black Rod banging on the door, and then the Queen saying, "My government is going to try," and then we'll see what happens. And then still the Extinction Rebellion thing as well. Environmental campaign is out in force in London for a second week of protests. More people from Derbyshire expected to travel down to London today, take part in another week of the Extinction Rebellion demonstration. Scotland Yard says nearly 1,300 people have been arrested in the first week of the protests. Dave Clasby is one of the protesters, travelling back to the capital from Arnick of the Woods later on. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Ian.
Were you there last week?
I was there twice, actually.
How was it?
It was fantastic. It was a mixture of celebratory and angry rage, because, you know, there's lots of fine talk, but what we need is action, and we need action now.
Did you encounter much angry in the way of people who were inconvenienced by not being able to get to work, get home, get to the hospital, pick up their kids from school, that kind of thing?
Very, very few. I mean, you know, it's difficult because obviously the public are a little bit further away, because obviously they make alternative arrangements. And, you know, I would say straight up that nobody wants to cause people inconvenience. I mean, there are lots of activities, you know, there are marathons. There was a charity marathon in London at the weekend. That will have caused inconvenience to people because roads would have been closed. But Extinction Rebellion have gone out of their way negotiating with the police, looking at actually spots where it traditionally get closed.
No one's negotiated with the police to go superglue themselves to things or stop planes taking off and clamber on top of them.
There's been lots of liaison with the police.
Some of the more attention-grabbing direct action.
Absolutely.
But there's been no warning of.
Exactly, because otherwise they wouldn't be grabbing the attention of people and they wouldn't be making the news. I wouldn't be sat here. You know, you wouldn't have, for example, Panorama tonight is showing a documentary on climate change. What can we do? Extinction Rebellion has pushed, and loads of other campaigners, you know, Derbyshire and Derby Climate Coalition, we've pushed this issue up the agenda because it is so important.
Do you think all of the aspects of the demonstration have been well advised? I'm thinking, for example, there was an incident towards the back end of last week. Extinction Rebellion stopped anyone getting into or out of the BBC's new broadcasting house and then complain they weren't being covered on the news. Well, duh, you've stopped anyone getting in making the programme.
No, well, we didn't exactly. I think that there are many ways of getting in and out of the BBC. I think that the point of the protest with all of the media and partly the BBC is that there is a sense that maybe it's been downplayed over the years. It's fantastic that the BBC are broadcasting the programme tonight on Panorama.
You're here now.
I'm here now, absolutely. But I'm only here now because of the protests.
Couple of messages that have come in this morning, so I'll put these to you. Matt in Findon says, all these activists in London trying to save the planet, can I ask how they travelled to London? Can I also question how bringing the traffic to a standstill will help? Keeping all those vehicles running their engines longer than necessary, all in one area, all these arrests will require extra police vehicle movements. I get the message and in fact agree, but the way some people protest are at best bizarre.
I can answer that very easily. So I cycled to London last weekend. It took me 3 days, and that was the point that I wanted to make.
Not everyone did.
Not everyone. I'm merely talking about myself. And then,
so you're feeling smug.
I have been a little bit. Well, you know, it was 3 days. It took a while. And it was interesting. You know, the infrastructure was, to put it frankly, very patchy. Today, I'm going down on the train. So, and in terms of the inconvenience, you know, There are lots of things. So it's 10 years since the East Germans won their independence and actually gained a democratic country. OK, Eastern Europe. There was a lot of inconvenience then, but people felt very strongly about what was happening. It's not a direct comparison, but there are times when we have to say to people, like if you're very ill, you have to say to somebody, if you smoke a lot, you've got to say, look, I know this isn't convenient, but you've got to stop. You've got to stop. And it's important that people see it as the bigger picture. OK, we're really sorry for the inconvenience, but we're trying to get a message across that is for everybody. And the inconvenience in the future is going to be far, far greater if we don't do something now.
What will it take to happen for you to feel you cycling down to London and potentially getting arrested and joining in with thousands of people shouting very loud was worthwhile?
That's a really good question. I think that what we need to do is to have a clear roadmap where basically we go, let's say, well, Extinction Rebellion's calling for 2025, but let's say 2030, that we as a country will be carbon neutral by 2030, and that there are clear strategic objectives and we are actually making cuts to our carbon in every area of this country's life, and there is a clear plan. And we see the evidence that we're not spending 25 billion on building more roads, that we're putting that money into public transport, improving our bus network, improving the railways, improving things for walking and cycling, and similar action in other areas. We have to have action, not words.
Good to see you.
Good
enjoy
to see
your
you.
Your journey down. Thank Dave you. Clasby, protester from Derby, going back down to London again for the Extinction Rebellion climate change protests today. It's 8:13 now.
The Breakfast Show with Ian Skye on BBC Radio Derby.